from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're watching a play about Roe v. Wade, reimagining Laura Nyro, and getting taken in by a big thief. My co-host, David Wiegand, is honest, really honest, but I don't know about your dog.
I always steal the spotlight, right?
That's true. That's true. You do. Let's start with a song written by Laura Nyro.
Super summer sugar copping in the morning. You're shopping, baby. Whoa. Love my love thing, super right inside my love thing.
That's The Confession, sung by Becca Stevens and written by Laura Nyro, and just one of the amazing songs Nyro wrote along with Save the Country and Stone Soul Picnic. Mm-hmm. Big hit for The Fifth Dimension.
Yeah.
It's a really short career, but pianist Billy Childs has made a celebration of Nyro and her music on his new album with a really all-star band, and he's bringing a tribute show to San Francisco.
I think this is really exciting. I have to admit, I tell this story a lot, but when I was younger and heard Laura Nyro, I said, oh, I don't like this. And several years ago, I don't know what got into me, but I began to think I should listen to Laura Nyro again. And now I have everything she ever made. And while other people made her songs very, very famous, no one sings her songs better than she does. And those songs are just exquisite. I think she's really one of a kind. I miss her in music every day.
Yeah, Billy Childs does songs by Laura Nyro with help from Quartet San Francisco and singers Becca Stevens and Alicia Olatuja. That's tomorrow night at Herbst Theater in San Francisco. Alberta Hunter was another great singer-songwriter and a blues woman, and she's getting her own tribute in the form of a play by Jewel Gomez with Desiree Rogers as Hunter. And this is a show about Hunter's music, but also her life as a black lesbian artist, something you didn't go around telling people about when she was popular.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she really was one of the last of the great blues singers. She wrote songs that Bessie Smith made famous. Yeah. She retired from the business for a long time, became a nurse, and then came back.
At 82.
Yeah. And became the darling of a lot of rock and roll bands and so forth. And I remember listening to her when I was in college. I mean, not live, but I would have her records and everything. And I thought she was amazing. And this play sounds really fantastic, too. We talked to the actress who plays her in the role
for the
Chronicle.
Paper. Yeah.
And it really sounds terrific. And a woman who continually needs to be celebrated, I think.
Leaving the Blues, Jewel Gomez's play about Alberta Hunter opens tonight at the New Conservatory Theater Center and continues through April 2nd. Still another singer-songwriter now, Gabriel Kahane.
In this black garden of heartbreak and wonder, the banks are all ablaze, self-satisfied as they play.
That's Gabriel Kahane, a really beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. And his songs are a kind of a blend of art songs and pop and cabaret, very witty as well. And lately he's been setting Craigslist ads to music in a cycle he's calling Craigslist Lieder. Lieder means song in German, but it refers back to this long tradition of songs.
Well, you know, obviously it's the lingua franca of our current world.
Well, and one of these songs is called Half a Box of Condoms. Yeah. You can imagine the Craigslist ad for that.
Well, yes, I'm sure. No, Gabriel Kahane is an amazing singer. He's really sort of revolutionized the whole concept of cabaret. Obviously, he's the son of Jeffrey Kahane. He's well known as a conductor and pianist.
Right.
I love this guy's music. It really is wonderful. There's an album called The Ambassador that my music critic, Joshua Kosman, is just gaga over, and he's attending the concert. I'm going to try and get there myself.
Gabriel Kahane performs Craigslist Lieder, Dichter Lieder by Schumann, and other songs at SF Jazz, and this is part of San Francisco Performances Pivot Series. Now, here's a play about Roe v. Wade that is not a courtroom drama. It's about the very complicated life of Sarah Weddington. She's the lawyer who successfully fought to make abortion legal, and the equally complicated life of her client, that's Norma McCorvey, who died just a few weeks ago, and who famously spoke out against abortion later in her life. And playwright Lisa Loomer tells this great, great story in Roe. And what a time to talk about this play when we have a president who's pledged to overturn Roe.
No, absolutely. And you know, Lisa Loomer wrote this play at a time when Hillary Clinton was sort of, you know, expected by many, many people to be in office right now. But obviously, the context changes. And I'm always fascinated by how the change in context affects a piece of art.
Yeah, it's a very different play. She said that herself.
How it responds to the art, yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to play a bit of a conversation I had about Roe with playwright Loomer. She's talking about her own thinking about abortion and how it changed as she wrote the play.
I think the awful thing about being a human being is that we have to make terrible choices. And the play made me very wary of people who would seek to make my choices seemingly easier than they are, or to tell me, you don't need to choose, just do what I tell you to do.
Roe opens at the Berkeley Repertory Theater tonight in previews and continues through April 2nd. There will be pre- and post-show discussions at many of the performances with representatives from the field of women's health and reproductive rights. Now we speak up for a big thief. That's Velvet Ring from Big Thief's debut album, Masterpiece. That takes a lot of guts to call your first album
Masterpiece, doesn't it? Boy, you're really asking for it.
Right. But it's a really good album
with
songs all by Adrienne Lenker. So, and we're staying with our singer-songwriter theme, though she's got a band with her.
She does have a band. It's a very big band, but she's a guitarist and a singer-songwriter. And I love her voice. I love her songs. I actually love the title song on this album quite a bit, which is much different than that.
Yeah, it's much more rock and roll.
Much closer to rock and roll.
Yeah, Big Thief plays the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco on Tuesday. Thanks a lot, David.
You're welcome.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. Don't ever miss the Do List. Sign up for our podcast at all the usual places. And check the Do List online at kqed.org/arts for details on all the shows we've mentioned. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.